Welcome to Clout with Richard Green.
And it is great to be back in the main studios of Air America in Chelsea, Manhattan, New York City, New York State, the East Coast, which was actually beautiful today. Beautiful weather. It almost felt like being in L.A. But I got here to New York. What a long day. And thank you, Mark Levine, who is we're going to go to in a second, for filling in for me. This was my day. It started at 12:30 Monday morning from Los Angeles. And I couldn't get a better flight because I stayed late to at this event in Los Angeles. At 12:30 in the morning, flying from Los Angeles to Dallas, getting there at some ungodly 5 in the morning, whatever it was. And then a quick transfer to a flight to St. Louis, where I ran into someone I knew on the flight from Dallas to St. Louis. How random is that? And then from St. Louis to Orlando, which is ultimately where I needed to go to give a speech. And then I raced into Orlando, gave a speech, and came back and then flew to New York. And I just wasn't sure I was going to make it in time. And so I asked the very capable carnivore, who runs a radio show of his own called RadioInsideScoop.com, Mark Levine, thank you for filling in for me yesterday.
It was my pleasure, and I talked with a number of vegetarians in your audience yesterday.
Was that a new experience for you, to actually speak with vegetarians? Kind of a cultural breakthrough for you?
Not at all, not at all. I have people in my family who are vegetarians. I used to date a vegetarian. I am friendly with the vegetarians, as long as they don't lecture me too much.
Well, forget about that now. or I guess we're not friends.
I can deal... I admitted yesterday that vegetarians followed a higher morality than myself. I accepted that you are better ethical beings, and then I went back today and had some chicken.
Wow. 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 Well, I was you had me kind of seduced with that first part, and then you hit the second part. So, but honesty and candor and kind of knowing one's self and one's own limitations, it's a very important thing, and I'm proud of you.
I fight for progressive causes every day. That's not one that I'm willing to sacrifice. I sacrifice other things. So, but I did sacrifice yesterday, but not today. No, I went back to my meat eating habits.
Okay, but what did you eat yesterday? Because this was so fun. Because I said, Mark, I'd love for you, because you always, you know, offer. You said, Richard, if you're in a bind, if you need me, I'd love to fill in. And, you know, you're very good. And I, you know, you bring a really wonderful perspective to my audience. So I appreciate that. But I said, listen, it's Meatless Monday. I don't normally have people filling in for me on Meatless Monday. To be consistent with the brand here, dude, you got to be meatless. Have you had any meat thus far today? And we've spoken about noon your time. And you said...
Well, as of noon, I had, I think, some cantaloupe and bagels, so I was safe.
Right.
No meat as of noon.
Right. But I got to you apparently just in time.
Well, yeah, I would have had a burger or something for lunch, probably.
Right, and contributed to the burning down of the rainforest and the accumulation of greenhouse gases and water pollution and the economic decline of our planet. But that's okay.
Yes, all of life's misery would have been my fault, Richard. Yeah, you're
pretty much.
Right.
Well, we're all in this together. So what did you end up scrambling around to eat? And Greg Rusick, my board operator, is just smiling that someone else is getting all this crap and getting these questions.
Well, I want you to know both Greg and Herb were very supportive of me yesterday as my fellow carnivores.
See what happens.
But anyway, what did I
do? Well, it's bonding. It's beef bonding going on here.
It was guilty bonding. That's what we were doing yesterday. And I had a number of carnivores call in the program as well. You have carnivore listeners too, Richard. You should know.
And I love you, no matter what you eat, as long as you keep listening and we get to make whatever changes are comfortable for you. I mean, there's some issues that I don't care about. I just happen to be very passionate about this one. So I allow my listeners to embrace whatever aspects of progressive change that they are motivated to embrace. So what did you have to eat yesterday, Mark?
Well, I had some pasta with cheese. I think I overdid the carbo load. I had some pasta with cheese. I had another bagel. I didn't have that much in my fridge. So I had, let's see what I had. I had a salad. Which I do eat from time to time, some lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and that was about it. I was pretty hungry.
Well, you know what? Maybe you actually could eat some real vegetarian food rather than just the, you know, these crumbs of of animal products that happen to be laying around in your refrigerator. Well, listen, when I'm in D.C. or you come to New York or L.A., I will take you out to the most yummy meal that you've ever had, and it will be all plant-based, and you'll go, wow, now I get it.
Well, that's going to be a challenge, Richard, but I'll take you up on that challenge.
Okay, fine.
And I'll have you know, yesterday I swore to your audience I would never eat a vegetarian. So I've come some distance.
Hey, this is a family show, Mark. Come on. Come on, man. I don't know what you do on internet radio, but we can't talk like that here.
Oh no, I didn't mean it in a sexual context.
No, I understand.
In a non-cannibalism context. No, I know I talked about the fact that yesterday vegetarians were higher moral creatures and that I would fight my morality for things like the public option on health care and caring for people around the globe who are harmed by war. And I just felt that those were more important goals for me.
For you.
But I like animals.
Okay,
I love
good.
Animals.
Well, okay. I mean, there's so many issues, and we deal with it on Meatless Monday. I don't want to just repeat that on Tuesday. I do think that it is – the name of the show is Clout or Hollywood Clout, and I think that one of the most significant things that people can do three times a day, five times a day, however many times you eat, is actually eat consciously, and that's all, because your actions do have an impact on the planet. It's not just a morality thing. It's an environmental issue. It's an economic issue. It's all of that. But let's move on. Mark, while you're on, I want your opinion on something. We're going to play some clips. I'm thinking that Anita Dunn needs to go. She is the communication director for the White House, because it seems this whole taking on Fox News Channel seems to me to be tilting at the wrong windmills, too little, too late, inconsequential, petty, and not presidential, and WTF. What's your view?
I guess I don't agree with you, even though I was on Fox News Channel just last Thursday.
Aspect of real news was, you know, the few words that Bill O'Reilly let you say, right?
Right. Well, about 90 seconds worth. But I think it's I'm glad they invited me on, but I also think Anita Dunn is right about Fox. I mean, it is a network with a point of view. It is designed by Roger Ailes. It is designed to help the Republican Party, and that's what it does. And as long as we know what it is, as long as you call a spade and recognize it is a propaganda channel, not a news channel, I think people need to know that. I don't think everyone necessarily realizes that. Those of us liberals do, but independents may not. Certainly Republicans may not. Call it the Republican Party channel. Just it's a branding issue.
But
we need to talk to Republicans, but we need to know who they are. Now, Anita Dunn got in trouble for something else, for praising Chairman Mao. I'm not going to approve of that. But her battle against Fox News, I think, is, I guess, appropriate.
Well, I think there are a number of problems with what you said. We're talking to Mark Levine, who is the host of his own radio show, and he filled in for me last night here. His show is RadioInsideScoop.com. We have our own arm of the Democratic Party. I mean, you cannot listen to Keith Olbermann, Ed Schultz, to some extent Chris Matthews, but definitely Rachel Maddow, and imagine that is not the counterbalance to what Fox News is doing.
Well, here's the difference. I think, first of all, MSNBC does have conservatives. They have Joe Scarborough, former congressman, Republican congressman from the Panhandle of Florida.
You know
He's
who I met today?
Liberal.
You know who I met today? I met his cohort. I met Mika Brzezinski. It was very exciting. And I kind of blasted her a little bit in a fun way, and we're having a conversation now. I said, you know what? I love watching you because I can never figure out where your politics are. And she goes, well, they are kind of all over the place, you know, consistent with her dad, who's kind of been counselor to a number of different kinds of administrations. And I said, God, sometimes I love what you say, and sometimes I just hate it. And, you know, she smiled and laughed and anyway. But, yes, so we have Joe Scarborough. Okay.
But there's more. I think the difference is that MSNBC has a very clear distinction between opinion and news, much like the Wall Street Journal. Many of us respect its news articles while we detest its opinion page. I think it's clear that Keith Olbermann has an opinion. Rachel Maddow has an opinion, no question about it. But their news is news. It's news that you can trust. They will not say on their news channel something that is factually false. Fox all the time says on news channels things that are factually false. That's
like
why
what?
It's not
like,
a news
like,
channel.
Like what? Like what? Give me an example of what you think justifies the president of the United States and his people taking out a fatwa, getting a war against a television cable news station, which I think is below the dignity of the president of the United States. While you think of that, we're going to come back. We're talking to Mark Levine and talking about what I think is just bad strategy, and would love your opinion on it. 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Richard Greene, back in the saddle here in New York City on Hollywood Cloud on Air America. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Clout.
Clout with Richard Greene.
Okay, so I'm having a beef with the White House, having a beef with Fox News. And Mark Levine, who is the was my fill-in last night and hosts his own show, RadioInsideScoop.com, he disagrees with me. So, Mark, I gave you a couple minutes to think of some specific examples where Fox is purposely miscommunicating or misleading people with respect to what is news and what is not news.
Well, let me give you two examples. One where they're simply misstating the news, and another case where they're actively trying to promote a certain propaganda. The first case is simple news. There was a very large gay rights protest that was right here in Washington, D.C. All the major networks covered it except Fox. Fox gave it 3 minutes, even though there were hundreds of thousands of protesters. Contrast that with an event that Fox itself organized, the Teabagger event. Now, the protesters will tell you they would not have come out except that Fox encouraged them to come out. It was literally a Fox-created event. They created it, they made it, they decided it, and they told people to come out, and people came out in the paltry tens of thousands, not the hundred thousands, and they devoted hours and hours and hours of coverage to that event because, after all, it's their party, they planned it. And then they parlayed that to say that people were opposed to Obama's health plan, and they asked people to come out to the town hall meetings and disrupt them. This is a organization, a news channel that is devoted not to reporting to news, the news, but making the news. It is definitely trying to foment propaganda. And I'm okay with a Republican news channel, but people should just understand that's what it is. And that's all Anita Dunn was saying, is that this is a channel dedicated to furthering Republican propaganda, which of course it is.
Okay, let's back up. And to some extent, I'm playing devil's advocate.
I understand.
But I think it's, and then I think there's a bigger communication strategy issue, which has me really pissed off at Anita Dunn these days. When you say Fox created the event, was it Roger Ailes that created the event, or was it Glenn Beck, or an opinion host?
It was several of them. If you note, it was used in their news. It was used in their opinion. Jon Stewart actually is very good at skewering Fox and finding out when they use their news people in order to plant seeds in people's minds. For example, the Cash for Clunkers program, a wildly successful government program. It helps stimulate the economy. It helped get people to buy cars. They were complaining about it, that it was too successful. They didn't use the word successful, but that more people were using it than the government even expected. And then they said on air, well, how is it that people can they can get health care right if they don't get Cash for Clunkers right? At which point...
And now, hold on. They said on the air, again, because it's so clear to me and anyone that has a brain that when you watch Sean Hannity or when you watch Glenn Beck or when you watch your buddy Bill O'Reilly, that is not news. And they're
what about Steve Doocy in the morning show?
The same thing. But when you watch Shepard Smith, that's supposed to be news. Morning shows are feature entertainment, and we know that those guys are beyond stupid. And I can't imagine anybody. I mean, Steve Doocy, are you kidding me? That's not news. News has to be communicated by someone who actually understands events.
But see, I think a morning show should not be, you know, call it Steve Doocy's views, and that's different. I mean, Bill O'Reilly is the factor. I respect the fact that everyone understands that Bill O'Reilly or Lou Dobbs or Rachel Maddow have their own views, and they are propagating their views on the air. That's fair.
As do I, and as I'm sure you do on your show. Right.
On the Inside Scoop, absolutely. On local TV, WPFW, I am giving my views. But when you have something that purports to be the news, for example, why did the news channel, this is the news channel, not the opinion channel, there was a gay rights march all day, hundreds of thousands of people, and Jon Stewart showed this. They spent a total of 3 minutes and 40 seconds on it. I know where the Fox News studios are in Washington, D.C. I was just there Thursday. They look out over the mall. All they had to do, as Jon Stewart pointed out, is show their cameras out the window, and they refused to show the hundreds of thousands of people milling just outside Fox News studio. They are literally turning their heads.
Right. And what about ABC and NBC and CBS that didn't cover our ramp up to the war in Iraq with George Bush? Every single news network has their prejudices and their biases, and they kowtow to sponsors and all of that. Mark, stay with me, because this is important, and I'd love to hear from you. 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. This is Richard Greene.
This is Do Something Radio.
It's Clout with Richard Greene.
Okay, so should the Obama administration attack Fox News Channel? I'm saying no. First, we're getting to the basics, and we've got Mark Levine, who was filling in for me last night. He's the host of RadioInsideScoop.com. Thank you, Eddie. I have an engineer here who is like my concierge, and I get treated so well here. I come in, I say, I'm so hungry, and then I walk out on the break, and I'm getting fidgeting around for a dollar to find something close to healthy. You know, some Cheez-Its or something like that, some vegetarian alternative to, you know, crap in a crappy vending machine. And Eddie goes, oh, here's your Indian food, and even offered to pay for it, which is really amazing. Eddie, you are the man. And then he just brought in some Poland Springs water. So, Mark Levine, do you have people who do that for you when you're on the air?
Very rarely. Usually on my TV show, they'll offer me water, but I don't want water because then, you know, I have to use the facility. So, and I have shorter commercial breaks. So that's about it.
Hold on. How long are your commercial breaks?
They're only 2 minutes each, and I'd have to run to the bathroom and run back, and they have me all mic'd up, and it's, you know, TV, it's sort of harder to do that. So I just forego the water. But that's about all they offer me.
Well, just a little, you know, pail or something. You know,
well, my guests drink the water usually.
Okay. But they apparently have more time to go to the facilities. And how long?
They probably can hold it in better. It's that awful meat that's making my bowels mess up. I'm sure you'll agree.
You know what? I'm not sure if I can actually draw a correlation there. But I would if I could, with some credibility.
My bladder, I should say. I don't know.
Okay, let's go to, Ketchy, Kansas. Wow. Mike in Ketchy, Kansas. Where is Ketchy, Kansas?
It's Ketchy, Kansas.
Ketchy.
It's just north of Wichita.
Okay. I've actually been to Wichita. I've had two girlfriends who have grown up in Wichita, Kansas. And they're both
Excellent.
Stunning and brilliant and all of that. So who knows? Who knew that Wichita and maybe even its surroundings was, you know, babe capital of America? and you can say I said so. Okay, so talk to us. You're on with me and with Mark Levine.
Well, Richard, you said why should the Obama administration attack Fox? And do you think they are attacking Fox?
Yeah, and we'll play a clip. I mean, have you not heard Anita Dunn and David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs?
I have, but isn't that in response to questions? Because when President Bush was our president, and they would
don't
talk
remind
about
me.
The,
don't remind
they,
me.
Yeah, they would talk about the
feels like a
media.
Bad dream. Uh-huh.
They would talk. He talked about the liberal media, and just now the first Bush was talking about cable news channels and talked about specifically Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann.
What did he say? Do we have that clip, Greg? It was like he said some really nasty thing about Rachel and Keith.
But I thought Rachel's response was really good to it. I mean, she was really, and Keith's response, they were both really good about it.
Okay, we'll see if we can pull that up and so everybody can listen to it. But no, I mean, Poppy Bush just kind of lost it, you know. Anyway, but your point is?
Well, my point is I don't think they have pursued going out and attacking. Their issue was Obama chose not to show up on the Sunday morning talk show at Fox when he went to all the others.
Which I think was a stupid, stupid, stupid mistake.
Because for, in terms of political strategy and damage control and all of that, you always go right to the for the throat. So, for example, brilliant move in the beginning of the administration. Who did Barack Obama, the new president, grant the first interview to an Arab television station, which was his way of saying, listen, we used to be enemies. I don't want that to continue like that. I'm reaching across. Let's mend the fences.
I totally love that move, too. I thought that was great.
It was communication strategy move, brilliant move. If when he went on his little show tour on every single network, if he had said, you know what, I want to go on Fox first. I want you to get the first whack at me. That would have neutralized so much of the animus that these morons have.
Richard, come on.
Is that Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Mark Levine, go ahead.
Neutralize the animus.
Mike, do you agree or not?
Okay, well, I think
neutralize it, but it would be a step in that direction.
See, I think we're dealing with small issues. When you talk about it being stupid mistake, I think we could say that it is hard to judge exactly what would be the best. So to be able to say, okay, maybe it was a mistake, I could buy that. And I like your idea, go to Fox first, but I wouldn't go so far as to call it a stupid mistake not to go on Fox.
Well, I think that they – and maybe I'm just soured because I think that the communication strategy around single payer and around public option and the whole healthcare debate has been horrendous. Amateur hour, and it is well beneath the intellectual level of Barack Obama. So I'm really upset about that. And so maybe that's caused – go ahead.
And especially when you compare it to the way he speaks about everything else. He's such a good speaker. I mean, I'm so impressed with the way he has dealt with foreign policy, energy issues. So
in terms of foreign policy, I mean, he's so transformational as a president with what he says about that. He should probably get the Nobel Peace Prize.
but Richard.
Oh my God, he has. Go ahead.
You indicated that we ought to get rid of Anita Dunn. But why get rid of her if she's just the person explaining why he didn't show up?
Well, I am assuming that the head of communication for the White House is doing more than just explaining. And what? I just think that they were brilliant when they gave the first interview to a Muslim journalist, and they should continue to do that and then kick butt in Congress to get, you know, people to do what they want to be done. But from a public relations standpoint, what do you win? And Mark Levine, I'd like your opinion on this. Let's say that, in fact, Fox News is completely tainted. I mean, I know Shepard Smith, and, you know, he and I don't share every belief, but he's actually a decent guy.
And
I think for the most part, Fox News, when it's not one of their silly, ridiculous, whack job, you know, opinion shows, you know, does a reasonable job. Carl Cameron, for example, I know he's done some things that are stupid, but I think he's a decent journalist. We've had great conversations, and I don't think he's an ideologue. So I think the difference is you got ideologues like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity, and then you have people who are more or less trying to do news. And there are some spins, like I said, you know, all of the media let us down when it came to exposing the run-up to war and exposing so many things about the Bush administration. Does that mean that they're Republican, mouthpieces? No, I think that there's a certain margin of error that I'm going to give Fox. But that's point one. Point two is what do we get by attacking them other than polarizing those morons even more than they're already polarized?
Okay, let me address both your points. The first is that other news organizations make mistakes, and they do. There was no question in the run-up to war. Very few news organizations asked questions. Even the venerable New York Times reporter Judith Miller was fed misinformation by the White House, and she simply reported it. But these are organizations, New York Times, CBS, ABC, NBC, that they're trying to do the right thing, and they occasionally fail, and when they fail, we should call them on it. But that's very different from a news network that is devoted to propaganda. There's absolutely nothing you'll hear from Fox News you wouldn't also hear from the Republican National Committee. And I heard Anita Dunn, that the clip that you're complaining about, I heard it in full because I wanted to hear it. And what she said was, in questioning why Barack Obama went on all the major news networks to talk about his health care plan but didn't go on Fox, she said, look, those are news networks. They're job is to report the news, and he went on them. Now, Fox, in essence, she didn't use the word propaganda, that's my word, but in essence, it's a propaganda network. It is a network devoted to an opinion. And they asked her about someone, and Major Garrett, in fact, was the name they used, not Shepard Smith. And she said, no, I'm not saying that Major Garrett is an ideologue, but in general, that is what the focus of the news network is. And, you know, I've seen countless examples, including the ones I mentioned, where the news itself is twisted. I bet you that Fox News has never reported that the great majority of Americans support the public option. The polls are there. You can't deny the polls. They just simply won't report it. It's not a news network.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to say who it is, but one of the people who, in fact, works for Fox News, and you've seen this person on television, told me when I was at the White House several months back that that he or she is embarrassed by their ideologues that are also on the same news network. Okay, whether in fact you can legitimately say, Mark, that the actual news reporting on Fox is skewed and has an agenda any more than any other network. Within a margin. See, I'm not convinced of that. And again, I think...
Why didn't they cover the gay rights march when every other news network did?
Right. I think... Well, they covered it a little bit. You said 3 minutes. I think
3 minutes, and every other news network gave it several hours, and yet they covered the teabaggers, which were half the size. They covered them for hours and days and weeks and months.
Again, but you have to make the distinction. But you have to make the distinction. I mean, Glenn Beck and Hannity, they're going to cover it and make it seem like the whole network is covering it.
But I'm not just talking about Glenn Beck. That's my point. Yeah. I agree that Glenn Beck and Hannity and O'Reilly, just like Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow, have the right to express their opinions. Everyone knows that's their opinion show. I respect that. I respect Bill O'Reilly enough to go on his show. But there's a difference, I think, when you start crossing over and opinions become the news. I'll give you another example.
Okay, hold on. But hold that example. I want to go to Eric. He's been holding on for a while. Columbia, okay. South Carolina. Eric, what do you think?
You know, I got to tell you, and I'll be right up front. You know, I am a conservative. I love your show, though. Meatless Mondays are hilarious.
hilarious? And, what is that? Hold on, Eric. What do you mean hilarious? Are you making fun of my Meatless Monday show?
No, not at all. You know, my girlfriend is a vegetarian, and I respect it. And it's fun. Meatless Mondays are fun. And I was just saying that they were fun, and I enjoy them.
Hold on, I may need to talk to your girlfriend to get the true story on this. Is she with you, Eric? Is she there?
She's not. Unfortunately, she's not. I can't get her opinion on it.
Okay, well, have her call in. I want her to explain what Eric from Columbia, South Carolina, really meant when he said Meatless Mondays are hilarious. But go ahead. I digress.
I'm calling to agree with you, Mr. Green. And I know you know a little bit of this is you know playing devil's advocate with Mark Levin, who actually, when you said he was on your show, I was like, I thought you were saying Mark Levin, and I was like, Mark Levin is on with Richard Green?
I know Mark Levin. I've invited Mark Levin on my show. He won't come on. These people are such chicken hawks and chicken.
That's the difference.
And chicken whatever else is.
I'm willing to face Bill O'Reilly on his show, but you won't find many conservatives that are willing to face liberals.
No, they're intellectually, except for Eric, probably. They're intellectually inferior, and it's just too painful for them to even think about going head to head with a Rachel Maddow or a Keith Olbermann. Anyway, go ahead, Eric.
They're tough, but I just think it's a little bit ridiculous to just start land-basing Fox for being quote unquote you know a propaganda you know network when then it just seems a little hypocritical to me to not you know look at MSNBC and not see the exact same thing on that side, and just because you know it's a Democratic White House and they're obviously going to go for Fox. You know, it just seems a little bit, you know, hypocritical.
Eric, have you seen MSNBC report the news? Not the opinion, not Keith Olbermann, not Rachel Maddow, but report the news in what you consider to be a biased way.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about. If you think Chris Matthews is reporting the news, then no. If you're talking about, I don't really know any of their names, But, you know, in the middle of the day, sure, they're reporting the news. There's a little bit of a twinge, you know, just like, you know, you could definitely see there's a slight twinge of a little Republican, you know, right-lean to Fox News, just like there's a little bit of a twinge to left-leaning during the day with MSNBC.
Yeah, there is. I mean, MSNBC, if a poll comes out showing that Barack Obama's approval ratings have increased, MSNBC is going to run that in every news segment. And,
sure.
and Fox News will not. And if there's a poll that comes out showing that Obama's approval ratings have gone down, Fox News will run that more than MSNBC in their news segments. And so I'm not concerned about that as much as I'm concerned about the fact that we, Anita Dunn, the communication strategy, we are polarizing the people who, in fact, look to Fox News as real news. And that's just, it's going to push them further in that direction.
Richard, the tiny people who believe that Fox News is real news are lost to us anyway. You could tell them the earth is flat and they'd believe it.
But I think there's a difference. I think there are people who live and breathe Limbaugh, Hannity, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, and they are beyond hope. And, you know, God rest their souls. And, you know, they're dead to us. They're dead to me. I'm sorry. Right. And, they, you know, I'm not going to pay any attention to them because they've gone off the deep end. But the vast majority of people who watch Fox News, I think, are not all that crazy.
See, I watch Fox News on occasion as well, but I
well, then I'll
Fox
make an exception.
Well, no. I watch Fox News the same way I watch commercials for the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, Bob McDonnell. I look at it, I laugh, I see what's true, what's not true, and I recognize that they're trying to paint a certain picture. And that's okay. I like listening to Charles Krauthammer and George Will and many conservatives I disagree with, but I recognize it for what it is, and I think that's all Anita Dunn was doing. I think
it was too broad a brush. Mark, too broad a brush, I think. We'll come back and we'll finish. We'll actually talk to Joe also in Tampa, Florida. Hang on, Eric. Good call. This is Richard Green on Hollywood Clout, live from Manhattan, New York City, on Hollywood Clout.
We now return to Clout.
You're listening to Clout with Richard Green.
I love that on Rachel Maddow's show, they're talking about the spitball. And it's a tutorial on spitballs. I'm very upset about what's going on with my Dodgers and looks like the Angels as well. I mean, how boring. Oh, Greg.
Go Yankees.
Oh, Greg. It's not a baseball team.
Everybody
it's a corporation.
Hates the winning team. Whatever.
No, they're a corporate. They're
you
a corporatocracy.
Be a Boston fan.
Yes, Derek Jeter is good, and they've got some good players. But come on already. I mean, if you just spend an unlimited amount of money, that's not sport. Okay, let's go to Tampa, Florida. Joe, what do you think about Fox News and what we should be doing with respect to that and what the Obama administration has done, if that's okay?
Richard, I hope this isn't a sign that Armageddon is upon us, but I actually agree with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I happened to catch a little bit of Hannity last night, and I saw Bob Beckel. And Bob Beckel is certainly a left-of-center guy, just like I'm certainly a right-of-center guy. And he stated the case in the most clear terms. Fox News dominates the cable coverage. On any given night, Fox outdraws the other networks combined. If you want to get your message out, you should go on Fox. Sure, they're center-right. MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, they're all somewhere from the center to the left. But if you want to have the debate, go on with them and have the debate.
Mark, let's stop right there. Mark Levine, what do you think, man?
I think that everyone should go to MediaMatters.org where they can see something called Fox News, a 24/7 political operation, and they give example after example after example where the news people, not O'Reilly, not Sean Hannity, not Glenn Beck, the news people are saying things that are false and things that are biased. I don't think CNN is center-left. I think CNN is trying to figure out the right thing. I think they got Lou Dobbs on CNN. No one's going to call him a leftist of any stretch. MSNBC, yes, I think does have political commentators who skew to the left, except for Joe Scarborough, who skews to the right. But they don't think that you can find examples like the ones on Media Matters where the news itself is being promoted. I mean, the whole teabagging operation, when you ask people why they went out because Fox News told them to go out. It's no different from any other propaganda news outlet.
Okay. Okay. We're going to continue this topic. I'm going to play some clips, and let's figure out if what you've been saying, Mark Levine, is correct. And if you want to call in, 866-303-2270. Joe, hang on, actually. I love talking to conservatives, and I love talking to you if you can. This is Richard Green on Air America. We'll be right back.
This is Do Something Radio.
It's Clout with Richard Green.
And this is not about an attack on Fox and attack on me. The reason why you have to understand this is because this is the beginning. If the media, the other journalists, don't stand up for the right to dissent, we're in trouble. If Fox can be isolated and called a non-news organization, then what happens when we break a story like Acorn?
Then nobody believes it.
Nobody believes it.
Then
nobody reports
on it. Just tabloid.
Yeah, it's television. It's the same thing that happens to when the National Enquirer pounds for a year. He's got a love child. He's got a love child. He's got a love child, and nobody does anything about it because it's the National Enquirer. They're completely out of the loop. Well, that's what they're trying to do. And anybody who stands up against this president will be out of the loop or destroyed.
Destroyed mean like when Katie Couric said something on the Today Show, when she was still on the Today Show, and the vice president's office calls NBC complaining about the content of an NBC show. You mean that kind of censorship? You mean that kind of Nazism? Okay. So, Mark Levin, you're still on. I don't want you or anyone to get the impression that I am in favor of what they're doing over there in Fox. But I know you were pulling clips and everything during the break, and you're still very passionately trying to convince me that what Barack Obama and his team did was the right thing to do, to try to ostracize Fox or characterize them in a way that perhaps is not unfair completely, but I think is counterproductive and potentially also not fair.
Well, let me be clear on this, Richard. I don't think the president himself should say anything or get involved. I agree that would detract from his dignity. It's something for, you know, Anita Dunn to do, not for Barack Obama to do. And I also, to respond to Glenn Beck's clip, I passionately believe in the right of dissent. I think that Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, and frankly, when I was in dissent when George Bush was in power, I like opinion journalism. I read opinion journalism on the left and on the right. But people have to understand the difference. Opinion journalism is fine. News journalism that really is opinion journalism, masquerading as news journalism, that
well,
I have a problem with.
Let me give you an example. And Joe, I'd like you to hold on because I love when you call and I do want to talk to you. I have believed over the years that the official story of 9/11 is so full of holes that it renders the entire process that came up with that official story to be suspect. And I have been one of those people who have said, you know what, we need a new investigation, or as Senator Bob Kerry said, a permanent commission. How many quote-unquote news outlets, and this was the biggest disaster on American soil, and it was only a few years ago, how many legitimate quote-unquote news organizations have taken that story on, have covered all of the toxic fumes and other environmental devastation that has come from Ground Zero and the continuing health problems that people have had, have covered the many inconsistencies between the official report and in fact, you know, what we know happened or did not happen. So, you know, it's a major story, and yet you can't even get anybody on NBC, ABC, or CBS – or even CNN or even MSNBC to really talk about that issue. Project Censored comes up with their 25 most valuable but censored stories that are not covered by anybody. That's what Air America and progressive radio and independent radio is all about. And that's why there is a need for an Air America, because every single news organization sucks in one respect or another, and there needs to be a diversity of news opinions and outlets to fill in those voids.
Well, Richard, you and I have had this disagreement off the air. I remember the first time I met you, it was the thing that we most disagreed on. I do not believe there was a grand conspiracy on September 11th.
Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying that. And I'm not here to argue that point. What I'm saying is that could be considered far more newsworthy than the stupid bubble boy or balloon boy and all of that. I mean, come on. What is news?
Well, I was the first one to attack the Balloon Boy. In fact, I was on O'Reilly's show the day of Balloon Boy, and I said in the studio, I said, why are they covering this for 5 hours? It doesn't make any sense. Look, the media covers all kinds of things that I think are ridiculous. But I have seen stories in the mainstream media, for example, about the environmental damage that was caused on September 11th.
Everyone at least
has been covered.
Yeah, but listen, you know that when you sit down, you go, okay, how long is your show, Mark?
It's an hour long usually.
Okay. So an hour, right? And you go through and you're watching TV, you're reading the papers, you're listening to the radio, you're looking at clips, and you, Mark Levine, like me, Richard Green, we exercise absolute veto power, authoritarian control over what we talk about during that hour for you, or the 2 hours for me, or Ron Reagan, whatever, 3 hours, right? And aren't there many days where you go, damn, I only have an hour. And there's so many topics I'd love to talk about and play and interview guests on, but I can't, so I have to make a choice.
Happens all the time.
Right, and it's actually – and some days it's like, damn, how do I fill this time, right? But most of the time it's like, gosh, I mean, it's just this plethora of fascinating topics that are happening and evolving every single day, which is why I love my job, and I'm sure you do too. And so given who we are, we will make those choices. I'm more likely to come up with kind of conspiracy theory stories than you would, for example, or certainly more stories related to health and the environment and vegetarian things. And there was just a story today that came out in New York about how they want to change the school lunch programs to have more fruits and vegetables and whole grains. But it's
That's true. Yesterday was the first show I've ever done on vegetarianism in 6 years on the radio. So there you go.
Okay, good. Well, why not? So are you biased? Are you a proper news source? No, you have your own individual interests, and it's very clear where Fox interests are, and it's very clear where MSNBC's interests, and then it's very clear, in my opinion, where the mainstream interests are, and that is kind of down the middle, and you're not going to push the envelope one way or another, and I think that's dangerous.
Here's the difference, Richard. I and you, we are known to be opinion journalists. I wear my bias on my sleeve. I say virtually every show that I used to work for the Democrats as a congressional attorney, and when I give facts, I back them up. And one reason why I back them up is because I do have conservatives to listen to my show, and when I say 83% of Americans support the public health option, I say that's a poll from Suffolk University. And then they can go and look it up and see that, yeah, I'm right, that the poll is accurate. I don't just state something. There is, though, a role for news, for people who do try to play it down the middle, people who do try to give both sides. And I think that's the difference between a CNN and a Fox News. That's why people who claim that the people who play it down the middle are really on the left, like one of your callers, that concerns me. Because CNN really is trying to show both sides. They sometimes don't do as good a job as I'd like them to.
Sometimes
they focus on Balloon Boy when they shouldn't. But I don't think that they're biased in one direction or the other.
Have you seen
And there's a role for that.
Have you seen Christiane Amanpour's reports from the Palestinian territories?
Yes.
That is the most biased journalism that I think I've ever seen. I mean,
I agree with you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You surprised?
Tell me why you agree, because I was appalled when I saw it. I almost threw up.
Well, I think Christiane Amanpour, and it's based on her background and her own biases, I think her views very much track the views of the Arab nations, of the United Nations.
You think?
Okay, I know. Yeah. It does. I have my own complaints about CNN, but I don't think they're trying to be pro-Obama or anti-Obama, pro-Bush or anti-Bush. Individual reporters have their biases. Peter Jennings used to work for ABC News, and I think he had tremendous biases.
Yes.
On that score.
And it's the art. It's the art of being a journalist, a non-opinion journalist, which we thought Christiane Amanpour was, to actually be able to present a story that is neutral of bias. And very few people can do it, and I think it's disgusting that Christiane pretends to do it when she clearly doesn't. Let's go back to Joe. Joe, do you agree with that poll or the vast majority of Americans who say we need a public option in our healthcare system?
If that's what that poll showed, I would think that they polled an overwhelming number of liberals.
Okay, so you're not going to agree, clearly.
I can't say the poll doesn't show that, but I don't think that 83% of the American people want that. And if I could go back just for a second to my first point, again, I'm citing a liberal, and the reason that the administration should go on Fox, if I was Barack Obama, I'd have somebody on the O'Reilly Factor every night, because it's not just conservatives that are giving Fox those overwhelming Arbitron numbers. It's liberals and it's moderates. And Barack Obama's numbers are not what they were a few months ago. That's not because he's lost support amongst Democrats, and it's not because he's lost support amongst Republicans. It's because he's lost support among moderates. And the
actually, he has lost a lot of support among liberals.
Is talk to those people. What Mark said was, he's not going to convince Hannity, Beck. Yeah, he's not going to convince them, but they're going to get to talk to the country. You can go on MSNBC all night long.
Yeah.
You're not going to talk to nearly as many people as if you go on Fox, and you're going to be preaching to the choir.
Joe, let me totally agree with you. I was at a car wash a little while ago, and I was wearing my Air America T-shirt, and I told this story before. And this guy, this 60-year-old affluent looking guy, goes, and he saw that I was driving a reasonably nice car, and he goes, "Wow, you're wearing a T-shirt like that, and you're driving a car like that." And I said, how can you do that? I mean, if you're not a capitalist, how come you're, driving a nice car? And it's not that. I mean, it's a 10-year-old car. And I go, wow, that's so interesting. And it turns out he is completely in it. I mean, all he watches, and this is an intelligent guy. He's in the financial world and an educated guy. And it's like everything that was coming out of his mouth was one, Fox News person, Glenn Beck, Hannity after another. That's all he was quoting. So I totally agree with you that you want to have the Mark Levines on Fox News. We want to go to them and give them some diversity from which to draw their opinions from, rather than just having it be this ghetto of insanity. And I'm talking about the opinion shows, but the opinion shows, I think, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the opinion shows have much bigger ratings than the mainstream news or the regular news shows.
I'm sure they do. I think that's probably true of MSNBC as well. I think people often look to the people that they respect and they believe in to tell them what they already believe in. In fact, one of the reasons why I invite conservatives on my show all the time, and Joe, I hope you'll call in sometime, we can talk further, is because I like to talk with people I disagree with, and I am very appreciative and respect the fact that Bill O'Reilly invited me on his show. My point is a larger point, and it's one that if you'll play the Media Matters clip, and it may not be time, but I really invite everyone to just watch that YouTube clip on Media Matters and look at how you see the news people aping what the opinion people
Okay, well, let's do that now. We got to take a break now so we can have enough time for that. We'll play that clip from Media Matters when we come back. Talking to Mark Levine, the host of RadioInsideScoop.com, and my special guest, from Tampa, Florida, Joe the Conservative. Joe, thanks for calling in. This is Richard Green. If you want to join, 866-303-2270. We're talking about whether Fox News should be outed and blasted by the Obama administration. I say it's a mistake. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Clout.
Clout with Richard Green.
Well, here's what I think. I think let's step back for a second. When you are the White House, you don't just speak to the 16 reporters who are in the room. What you say at that podium really matters. What you say as the chief of staff or other members of senior staff matters to everybody, including emerging democracies around the world. And what they see is what they see like dictators do, right? They go after illegitimate news organizations.
Good point.
And they think that that's okay. I actually think that they should just step back. I understand not doing the opinion shows, but don't rub their nose in it. Just let it go and take the high road.
Okay, so that was Dana Perino. Mark Levine, give the site, because I just looked at the Media Matters clip that you were talking about, and it's I think it's not compelling, first of all. But second of all, it's a little hard to figure out just being played on radio.
Sure. If you go to mediamatters.org.
Which is a great place to go anyway. I mean, I think they do wonderful work.
Right up at the top left corner, you can't miss it, it's right there, is something that says Fox's News, a 24/7 political operation. It's less than 3 minutes long. You can play it on YouTube after Richard's done with his show, because I know you want to hear us, and you can watch this anytime.
Or during a commercial break.
Well, what it does, yeah, it's true. What it does is it shows the news journalists aping the opinion journalists. And, you know, I love opinion journalism. I want to be clear on that. I mean, I am a pundit. You're a pundit, Richard. O'Reilly's a pundit. Hannity's a pundit. I love the idea of taking the facts and giving an opinion based on the facts. I happen to think sometimes the conservatives don't have all their facts straight. Bill O'Reilly on the program, he asked me and said that the left wants us to leave Afghanistan and they don't care if it goes back to the Taliban. And I cited him some facts, some statistics, the fact that only one member of Congress opposed that war. And so that's a very small opinion. So I think it's perfectly fair to use facts to justify your opinion. I love pundits, but I also think there's a role for straight-out news, and when CNN deviates from that, I'm going to call them on it, just like you did, Richard, with Christiane.
Right. Okay. Joe, last thoughts. We have about a minute.
If you want to get your message out, go to where the people are. The people are watching Fox.
Right. Do you agree with that, Mark?
Well, Fox tends to have ratings that are higher than CNN or MSNBC, but much,
much
lower,
higher.
By the way.
Not just higher.
No, but they're lower than NBC, higher. CBS, and ABC.
As a cable network, they're very high. Yes, I agree.
They're a cable network, and they draw more than the other shows combined.
The other cable shows. Okay, guys. Okay, there's a difference between cable and non-cable. Okay, let's move on. Do you agree? I think Joe. I think you're right, and I would that would be the first place. I'd try a strategy where the administration went to Fox first, and instead of bashing them, actually treated them with great honor and great respect, and I think you'd see a softening of the animus, the hatred, and even the racial prejudice that comes out of that ridiculous network. Mark Levine, RadioInsideScoop.com, thanks so much, buddy. Joe, thanks for calling, and as always, since we kept talking about it, I wanted to play, to conclude our conversation about, you know, what the Obama administration did wrong by taking on Fox. Let's go to Anita Dunn. Taking on Fox. And again, I want you to listen to this not through the ears of a progressive or a conservative, but through the ears of, is this helping the Obama administration create some degree of consensus, some degree of healing, get beyond this hate-filled, polarized nation? I don't think so. I think it's the worst thing that they could be doing.
We're talking about conservative commentators, so let's talk about Fox News.
Yes.
You were quoted this week in Time magazine as saying of Fox News, it's opinion journalism masquerading as news. What do you mean masquerading?
Well, you know, Howie, I think if we went back a year ago to the fall of 2008, to the campaign, that, you know, it was a time this country was in two wars, that we'd had a financial collapse, probably more significant than any financial collapse since the Great Depression. If you were a Fox News viewer in the fall election, what you would have seen would have been that the biggest stories and biggest threats facing America were a guy named Bill Ayers and something called Acorn. I mean, the reality of it is that Fox News often operates almost as either the research arm or the communications arm of the Republican Party. And it's not ideological. I mean, obviously, there are many commentators who are conservative, liberal, centrist, and everybody understands that. What I think is fair to say about Fox, and certainly the way we view it, is that it really is more a wing of the Republican Party. Best evidence of that.
Is that the reason that the president did not go on Fox News Sunday a few weeks back when he did all the other Sunday shows? And will President Obama appear on Fox News again, let's say, this year?
Well, you know, Howie, President Obama appeared on, he did The Factor. He did O'Reilly.
Yes.
In the campaign last year. As president earlier this year when he met with news anchors.
Okay, my question is, will he appear on Fox in the next couple of months?
No, you had a two-part question. The first was, is this why he did not appear? And the answer is, yes. Obviously, he'll go on Fox because he engages with ideological opponents, and he has done that before. He will do it again. I can't give you a date because, frankly, I can't give you dates for anybody else right now. But what I will say is that when he goes on Fox, he understands he's not going on it really as a news network at this point. He's going on to debate the opposition, and that's fine. He never minds doing that.
Kenneth from Southfield, Michigan, feels very strongly about this. Kenneth, you're on with Hollywood Clout.
Yeah, how you doing, Richard? Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of your show.
Well, thank you.
Oh, Richard, yeah, I usually agree with you a lot of times, but I respectfully disagree with you on this one because I think Fox, they give out a lot of misinformation.
Right, I
and
agree.
I don't ever listen to Fox. And I think it would be a mistake for Obama to go, well, I think he could probably monitor what's going on Fox, but to me, I think it would be a mistake for him to even appear on there.
Well, if he's going to appear and under conditions that they're not going to edit his appearance, in other words, he's coming straight on, they're going to play the interview as they almost always do or always do when you're interviewing the president of the United States. He's completely responsible for what is said and what is not said. How could that be distorted?
Well, I just feel like this. I don't think a lot of, you know, smart people listen to Fox because I don't see how they can because I try to listen to it. It doesn't make sense. Like you're always saying a lot of what the conservatives are talking about, you know, sometimes it just doesn't add up.
Right. But go ahead.
And that's why I think I don't think he would get a lot of progressive liberals would watch that show.
No, but so, see, that's not the point. That's not the point, Kenneth. The point is to try to make those not so smart people smarter, at least news smarter, by inserting some truth, some reality, some facts, or at least some different perspective than what they're getting. So people are thinking, wow, remember that woman who during the campaign said, at a John McCain town hall, he said, "You know, I don't like that Obama guy. He's a Muslim," and John McCain had to tell one of his own supporters, "No, he's not, and he's a very nice man." As if Muslims can't also be nice men. So, but she had been getting all of that brainwashing by only watching a very, very limited diet. Right. And so in a way, it's the same thing. You know, what Meatless Monday is about, and I can pull these two thoughts together, you know, with these two stories of this last half hour, is it's about really, truly giving choice. Most people have not developed a palate or any sort of awareness or sensitivity to vegetarianism, both in terms of the, you know, the foods that are available and also the importance of it. And so that's fine. Just one day a week, let's develop your palate. Let's raise your awareness about that. Fine. And then the rest of the week, you can do whatever you want. And the same thing with Fox News. Fine. People are like, oh, yeah, we got to bash this administration. We got to keep them from succeeding, all of it. And then you actually have reasonable voices on a regular basis going, oh, wow. And the people are going, you know, maybe I shouldn't hate them so much. They seem to sound so reasonable. But when all they're now playing is Anita Dunn or other people going, no, Fox News is not a real news organization, then people will rally around those who are being attacked. It's the reverse psychology that we need right now. Thank you so much, Kenneth. This is Richard Green on Hollywood Clout on Air America. Taking the Obama administration, their communication policy to task.